silence.
Good morning, everybody. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, The Sounds of Silence by Simon and Guy Garfunkel. I am Rick, your host of the Up and Running Morning Show, and joining us now live on the telephone is our monthly returning guest, the founder of Living with Inner Elegance, Caroline Phipps. Good morning, Caroline.
Well, good morning, sunshine. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And you?
You're sounding good.
Oh, thanks for listening.
Okay. Yes, of course. Well, it's so much fun to catch up with you.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you on the telephone. It's even more exciting when you're here live in the studio, but, you know, maybe next time. And now that I got you, we're going to talk about listening and, well, hearing.
Well, I think listening is a very interesting subject to discuss with somebody like you, who has listeners.
Exactly. So, where do you want to start with that?
Well, I think one of the fascinating things about listening is that we live in this really dynamic, competitive vocal culture. There's this sort of, you feel as if there is this lot of noise out there with everybody selling something, anything. It might be ideas, people, products.
It could be you talking to us about listening.
Yes, exactly. Here am I being, you know, vocal, right?
Yep.
So there's lots of that going on. And at the same time, it's interesting to think that we human beings spend way more time actually hearing and maybe listening than ever we do speaking. And yet, did anybody ever talk or guide us as to how to listen effectively?
Not too much.
Don't believe I ever received any education or guidance about how to listen.
No, there's no handbook on that.
There doesn't seem to be. Of course, there are people out there who have put out materials about effective listening, because it's really important that we listen to one another.
It is. Well, you know, it's one thing to hear somebody speaking, but to listen is a whole nother ball game.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And we, you and I touched on a little while ago in our segment, Talk to Me, we're in something of a communication crisis with electronics and social media and post-pandemic, where we've got so used to communicating with one another briefly in mini little sound bites.
Yeah.
When the phone rings, we nearly jump out of our skin with horror that somebody is actually calling.
Yep.
You know, it must be some kind of a problem.
It's an emergency.
Exactly. That's what we feel. It's like, you know, the red phone going off in the Oval Office. Oh, my Lord, something's going on.
Yeah, and you kindly then remind them, I'm just calling to say hi.
Yes, it's like, really? Are you okay? You know.
This thing in my hand does communicate besides connect me to the world.
Exactly. So we are in this situation where, also on top of all of that, we're not really listening to one another very well anymore. And I think it's got a lot to do with the clamor that's going on. So it's sort of hard. It's kind of easier to just tune out and try not to hear any of it. But when it comes to really listening to one another, it's a listening is complicated. And as I was breaking it down for us to talk about it, and I wrote about it too this month, that there are a number of elements, and the first one is that we need to want to listen.
Mm.
We need to have the intention to listen. So the first thing we have to do is to get off the stage, move the ego to one side, and get back into the audience and make this kind of decision to be disciplined enough to sit and actually listen and pay some real attention.
Mm. What do you mean? Everything's not about me? But no, that's really what happens. And you just get people so self-centered that they're not listening. They're hearing you speak at them, but they're not hearing what you say. And that could be identified by somebody saying, "What was that? Well, I just told you 2 minutes ago." Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of that that happens.
Yeah, we catch you not paying attention.
So with sitting there and deciding to sit and actually listen, one thing I think could be really helpful is to work out why it is that you want to hear what that person has to say. What is your motivation?
Mm.
And there can be many motivations. You might want to sit and listen to keep the peace, to be respectful, to find out more information, to express empathy and kindness. You know, somebody is venting and you feel, I need to give them room to do that. So working out what our motivation is, and it may even be that we're in some, you know, debate that can even be a heated conversation. But if we effectively listen, really pay some attention, then we can reply in a way that actually adds some productivity to the conversation.
Mm.
Because what happens is, and you know, we all know what this is like, we may appear to be listening to what the other person says, but what we're actually doing is working out what we are going to say for when they stop.
Mm.
And we see so much of that going on today, you know, in social media and the news cycle, that nobody is really listening to anybody's point of view because we tend to only want to listen to what we want to listen to. We only want to hear what we want to hear. So then we wait until the other person has stopped, or we maybe interrupt or try and change the subject. And then we jump in with our own point of view, and we've gotten rid of any idea of productive conversation, and we're in that horrible situation that we see all the time at the moment, that gotcha. You know, I'm going to score some points here. I'm going to say something really clever now and you know, nail somebody.
Yeah, we kind of have a tendency to fall back on that.
Yes, we do. So removing ourselves and really paying attention. So once we've done all of that, then on top of that, we have to start thinking about the content that is coming at us. What are we actually hearing? What does this mean? When we listen carefully, then if we need to interject, it can be a way to get some kind of clarity, to add something to the conversation that can be helpful. Then we can start to also observe, and there's so much going on in here, also observe, what is the intention that the person has as they're talking to us?
Mm.
Because so often when we're listening really with our own ego, our own agenda up front, and we're feeling a certain way, and somebody may be expressing anger or disappointment, or, you know, we even feel like we're being scolded.
Mm.
But that's us bringing our perspective to the table and putting that in front of the actual intention that the person has. And, you know, maybe they're just venting.
Mm.
You know, they've had a bad morning.
Yeah. Well,
but we're taking it personally, and then we can't really hear what they have to say.
We just think they're angry or stressed or whatever the case may be, but we're not really hearing what the problem underlying could be.
Absolutely. And on top of all of that, I think many of us too, we either think, oh, it must be my fault, and then we sort of slink off feeling like we've done something really bad, or we react and get annoyed because it sort of landed on us in some kind of way that we don't like, and we're ready for, you know, we're ready for a little confrontation.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Well,
so there's a huge amount that goes into listening, and I think it's really a discipline and hard work.
Yeah, but what you said in your article is really important. Listening is essential when it comes to solving problems, and that's really it all.
It's really important for solving problems. It's really important for avoiding conflict.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many times do we not listen and we end up in some kind of a conflict because we don't actually know what the other person's point of view is?
At all. Yep.
We can't put anything straight if we don't listen.
So how can we devise a plan to be better? How can we be better listeners, Caroline?
Well, I think working out that it's complicated, that it needs to be broken down into some different elements, and to actually think that through, because just being reactive, we none of us want to listen to what we don't want to listen to. We, all of us, want to be heard.
Mm.
So if you want to be heard, I suggest that it's well worth actually cultivating those steps to effective listening.
Mm. Indeed.
You know, if you want to be heard, then listen.
Well said. That's it. If you want to be heard, listen.
Exactly.
Well, Caroline, it's nothing but a pleasure to hear your advice, your helpful hints to getting through this complicated multiverse which we're in. And, well, how can folks get further info? Or maybe they have questions on their mind that they want to discuss with you. What's the best way?
Send me an email, caroline@carolinephipps.com. I communicate with everybody who writes to me, and it's fantastic. I give a free elegant coaching session to one of the people that I pick when the emails come through, so keep them coming. We have a fantastic new website, carolinephipps.com, that has our wonderful podcast archive on it, Rick.
So. Mm, and that goes back years, so...
Yes.
It's a very cool thing. And some of those have like thousands of listens, which is impressive to me. So thank you for all your support out there. And Caroline, thanks for all you do.
Well, Well, thank you, and thanks for having me on the show this beautiful day.
All right. Wonderful. Well, we look forward to next month. Have yourself a great day. Enjoy your weekend coming up, and thank you. And we'll catch up with you next month.
Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. All the best, and thank you for doing what you do. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE.
Since the beginning of human history, from ancient...